Hello, and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Just take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story, this one entitled The Celestial Garden. Sweet dreams. In a tranquil village, nestled beneath the shadow of towering mountains, there lived a young boy named Leo. Now, from a young age, Leo had a special connection with the night sky. Every night, as he closed his eyes, he embarked on a journey that would take him to the celestial garden, a place where stars bloomed like flowers. And Leo's dreams were not like ordinary dreams. They were extraordinary adventures among the constellations. In the celestial garden, he could pluck stars from the sky like blossoms. And each star held a story waiting to be told. Now, one clear summer night, as the moon cast its silvery glow over the village, Leo felt the familiar drowsiness tug at his eyelids. He knew it was time for his nightly adventure. So he lay down on a soft bed of hay in his family's rustic barn. He closed his eyes, and he let his imagination carry him away. In his dream, Leo found himself standing on a meadow, bathed in the soft light of a thousand stars. The celestial garden stretched out before him, a place of wonder and beauty beyond compare. The air was filled with the sweet scent of cosmic blooms, and the soft music of celestial harps filled his ears. The first stars Leo always visited were the star daisies. Delicate flowers that blossomed only at night. And they held the secrets of the cosmos in their petals. And Leo would often spend hours conversing with them. Tonight, they shared tales of far-off galaxies and the birth of new stars. With a smile, Leo plucked a star daisy and placed it in his pocket, knowing that its wisdom would guide him on his journey. He looked up at the night sky and saw the constellation of the celestial fox, a playful and mischievous star creature. And it beckoned Leo to follow. And he did so willingly. The celestial fox led Leo to a silver lake that mirrored the night sky perfectly. Here, the stars of reflection danced on the water's surface, creating ripples of light that painted the sky with new constellations. Leo watched in awe, feeling as though he was witnessing the birth of the stars themselves. And as he reached the edge of the lake, a gentle breeze whispered through the cosmic reeds, guiding him to the Garden of Dreams. Here, towering trees of silver and gold held clusters of dream orbs, each one containing a dream waiting to be realized. Leo plucked an orb and saw a vision of a world united by love and understanding. And with the dream orb safely in his pocket, Leo ventured further into the celestial garden. He came upon the starlight meadow, where luminous fireflies flitted about, their soft glow casting a warm, ethereal light. Leo joined in their dance, feeling the magic of the night infuse his every step. But the highlight of Leo's journey was always his visit to the celestial tree, a colossal tree that reached into the heavens. Its branches were adorned with stars of all colors, each one a unique story. Leo climbed the tree, plucking stars and listening to their tales of bravery, love, and adventures. At the very top of the tree, he discovered the stardust harp, a magnificent instrument that could weave music from the light of the stars. So Leo played a hauntingly beautiful melody that resonated throughout the celestial garden, filling it with a sense of peace and wonder. as the first light of dawn broke on the horizon. Leo knew it was time to return to the waking world. He descended from the celestial tree. And the meadow around him faded into a soft, silvery mist. In the waking world, Leo's connection with the night sky continued to shine brightly. He became a passionate astronomer, sharing the wonders of the cosmos with his village. His stories of the celestial garden inspired others to look up at the stars and to dream of the infinite possibilities that lay beyond. And every night, as Leo closed his eyes and ventured into the celestial garden, he knew that he was not just a dreamer, but a guardian of the cosmos. The celestial wonders he encountered in his dreams filled his heart with awe and gratitude, reminding him of the boundless beauty of the universe and the power of dreams to transport us to magical realms.